There was one part I forgot to add about Barbara, is that her friend really couldn't help her into the car because her arm was swollen from a procedure that she had. So again, her friend really couldn't help her. And then this man, Angel, appears. Love that. I love starting a service with a miracle from God. And talking about those things that we're going to be talking about waiting today. But we also talk about times when we want to see God move, but we're not willing to face the thing that's going to make him move. I've said to some of you before, maybe all of you, we want those Red Sea moments, but we don't want to face the Red Sea with an army at our back to see God part the Red Sea. We'd rather have life just be a little bit more easy, if you're like me. I just wanted to say, also, next week is our prayer service. And the reason I mention that is because I think it is an opportunity for every last single person in here, not just to create your own list, but to maybe ask family members and friends and even strangers. I know, you know, I would love to see you ask a stranger. I'm going to make it a point for me to ask a stranger, okay? Just to prove I'll do it. If they need prayer, they can either say yes or no, or yes, and here's what I need prayed for. And you're going to write it down. You're not going to say their name out loud here at the prayer service, but if you could write their name down, have your list ready with their name and their yes, that they said yes was enough. Because do you remember how God would heal people many times? I don't know if he did it. He didn't do it every time. But many times he would say, do you want to be healed? Yes. Do you want to be prayed for? Yes. Let's give them a chance to say yes. And give them a chance to say no. Okay? And just make your list. That's my goal this week, to make my list. I put it on Facebook. I haven't gotten many yeses yet, but I told them to private message me if they wanted it not to be public, to private message me. And so I'm starting to get private messages. I'm saying that to just be willing to ask. Just be willing to ask. That's allowing God to move, right? Let's open in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because we said yes to today. We've showed up. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do and how you're going to move. We thank you, God, that you are a God who hears our prayer. All is done within your will. We thank you for yesterday. We're giving you glory. We thank you for Barbara's miracle that she experienced in Winky. We thank you, Lord, because you are a God who can appear anytime you want. You just don't do it all the time with us, Lord. But when you do, it was you or your messengers sent. We thank you, God. And we ask that today we hear about our waiting season and that we just continue to glorify you and give you praise. Give us what we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Last week, Sarah's sermon, the one that almost got her hit in the head with a shoe, which is a compliment. Don't throw any shoes at me. It has to be worthy. But she talked about the widow, talked about what the widow did for Elijah and how she had to be obedient to that. And it was bringing to mind to me as I was listening to it, I was bringing to mind about waiting, because the widow thought she was waiting to die, but she was really, God had plans for her to live. But she also had to be obedient. That whole, I'm going to make that cake and then we're going to lay down and die. No, make me a cake first. I'm going to pay that last payment and then I'm going to wait to be thrown out of the house. No. You're going to be in that house a long time, but put me first. Bringing to mind what God is asking us to do. in order to get in line with his plans. The scripture today is short, okay, because I'm just speaking on waiting. So here we go with Psalm 27, verse 14. I see you, Bob. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Can you read that with me, please? Let's read it together. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. A season of waiting. I think waiting comes in seasons. We've all had seasons of waiting. And it's the one thing that we probably all have in common in the human condition. We all have had to wait. Has anyone perfected that waiting process? Because let me know if you have. Have you got it down to an art form? Have you found yourself wondering or feeling sometimes, and this, you don't have to raise your hand, just tell the truth to yourself, a little frustrated with God in our waiting season? Like, Lord, what is taking you so long to answer? Maybe even thinking that, Lord, why are you punishing me? What did I do to make you just not hear me and answer my prayer? Maybe even you've even thought of, you're just not listening. You're just not listening. But have you ever thought that in the waiting season, the waiting is actually for you? For you. What if you could reframe this season of waiting? What if you could rethink it by acknowledging that there are many benefits to having to wait? What would happen if we learned to accept and even embrace the seasons and opportunities to grow? In the shack, the Holy Spirit, and Dan's the one who brought this to mind, that said, was it in the book or the movie, that said everything was going wrong in the guy's life. And then the Holy Spirit says, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful when everything is going wrong? Who says that? The Holy Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? Let's look at this. Number one, waiting is a time of preparation and growth. Waiting is a time of preparation and growth. Our life moves through various seasons. We're waiting for, you might be waiting, there are people who are waiting to have children. There are people waiting to save enough money for some particular item. There are people waiting to move up the career ladder. There are people waiting for an opportunity, people waiting for test results. Some of these periods of waiting, it may be days, it may be weeks, sometimes it's years. That's when it gets really hard, doesn't it? Been waiting for years for this healing, been waiting for this answer for years, but I haven't given up and I continue to pray about it. Waiting can be challenging. And while you feel unsure about whether the thing will ever happen or not, it's good to remember that this isn't God's punishment. He is not punishing you, but actually, he's allowing us to grow and to prepare for the next thing. Preparation. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, it says in Isaiah 40:31. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I love this verse because it encourages us to see waiting as a time to lean into God and allow him to renew our strength instead of leaning away from God. During your season of waiting, God gives an opportunity to deepen our relationship with him. And we know that we do that through what? Name something. How do we deepen our relationship with him? Prayer. We've got that down. That's an art form. We do it during prayer, reading the word, meditating on the word, living out the word, worshiping him. Yes, music. Those are ways we lean into God. Being around people who lean into God also is another way. Not trying to do this alone is another way to lean into God, because they're going to bring things to mind that you haven't even thought of. They're going to partner with you. They're going to pray with you and pray for you. So lean in. What a great reminder that if you patiently wait on God's timing, our faith is strengthened when we see the way that he continues to be faithful. I like to go back to those times when you've seen him kill the bear, you know, when you've killed the bear, when you've, you know who I'm thinking of, right? David, is it David? Yeah. When slayed a lion, all those things he did, and then he faced a giant. But all the things he did before were to prepare him for what he was about to face. He had to remind himself, I remember those times, Lord, when you did. I remember those times when you healed me. I remember those times when you came through, when there was absolutely nothing. You remind yourself in the waiting. You've done it before. And I've had to wait. And my faith has been made stronger. So let's make sure to wait, prepare, and grow. That's what's going on. As we go on, number two, waiting grows patience and trust. That word, patience. One of the most valuable lessons we can learn during waiting is patience and trust in God. We lived in a world that we can put it in the microwave and it's done in 1 minute. Okay. The slow cooker is really not that slow. Or what's that thing that goes really fast? The air fryer. Everything's ready in 30 minutes. I just turned to 30. Everything's ready in 30 minutes. Whatever it is, we like it fast. If I have to stand in line too long, we've got a problem. My attitude will start to get bad. Move faster. Why is the line taking so long? Instant gratification. But we've known and we've heard the saying. What have we heard? God's timing is perfect. And God does not use our watch, nor our angst, to get us where we need to be. His timing is perfect. I'm thinking about that as, okay, Lord, we've prayed, we fasted, we talked about the place where we're going to go. And it was Dan and Bob Shields who said what they heard when we were praying and fasting was wait. Wait, I've got this. I like to add that part. Wait, I've got this. As you're waiting, think of God saying to you personally, I've got this. Look back and see those situations. The Lord's times of waiting to develop patience within you, because he doesn't make you suddenly patient. Lord, help me to have patience. Well, then you're going to have to live through it. Yeah, Lord, give me patience right now. It gives us opportunities to grow in patience and to choose to be patient. Because you know what happens when you don't choose to be patient? You make a decision that should not have been made. Sarah, not that Sarah, but you know what Sarah I'm talking about, the Bible Sarah. Sorry, Sarah. Sarah, they went, Sarah, what did you do? No, the Sarah from the Bible who thought she'd help things along. Well, here, take my handmaiden. And then everything just goes out the window. Well, I'm going to take the first job that comes. Then you get into the job and then it's like, oh, I hate this job. Why am I here? Because you took the first thing that came. And you knew that wasn't right for you. Patience. Trusting God for his timing. Oh, let's take one of these dilapidated buildings over in Severance and let's put $100,000 in it and redecorate it. And then they close the building. No. Wait. Wait on the Lord. It's like, we got time. I told you, I'm just going to remind you about the church that was being put out of their place, their space, and the day that they received a call the day that they were, was their last day. they received a call from someone offering them a new space. I'm asking, Lord, please don't let us wait that long, but you know, your will be done, because we're going to be packing. So we're just looking and waiting on God, and we're going to celebrate in our new space, wherever it may be. Amen. As we go on, Proverbs says, and this is one you know, but I'm going to read it in the Message. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Lean not into your own understanding. This is scripture. Everything you do, everywhere you go, trust God. And it's like sometimes, though, is it just me? Sometimes I feel a little disappointment that it didn't go the way I wanted. Trust God. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for understanding my doubt, my lack of trust sometimes, and allowing me to get back on track without punishing me. Oh, you didn't believe me? Here you go. God doesn't do that. Through waiting, we have an opportunity to surrender. Surrender. Don't you love that word? Surrender all our desires and our plans and put them at his feet, acknowledging that his ways are higher than our ways, as it says in Isaiah 55, 9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. I'm looking at what I'm seeing, and I'm not seeing what I'm hoping to see. And God says, I'm so far ahead of you, I need you to catch up. Or wait, and I'll bring you up where you should be. In this understanding, surrendering is just like saying, here are my plans, Lord. I'm just going to lay them at your feet. And not my will, but your will be done. It sounds good to say it, but it's so hard to live it. He teaches us to rely on his faithfulness and sovereignty in our lives when we have to do that. When you patiently wait on God, you grow in the ability to trust him completely. Our waiting season is allowing us to trust him completely because we see no way out. Red Sea. Library at our back. We're leaving this space, as far as I know. Trust happens in the unknown. You know, there's some good ways to wait in the unknown. That's that one step in front of the other. One lit step. What Michael Jackson did, Billie Jean or whatever, he would touch the light. Remember that? And it looked like he was touching and it would light up as he went. I know, terrible to bring up Michael Jackson during a sermon, but you know what if you can get that visual, touch light, touch light, touch light. He'd go faster, light, 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 slower, light. We're not playing that after church though, Hannah. Just knowing that God lights our path as we go, a lit path. Then waiting, here's the third one. Waiting builds character and humility. Character and humility. It plays a significant role if we think about it. Seasons that our faith is tested, our character is refined. Because is anybody perfect? Because if you are, again, I keep saying that because we think we've got this all together. We don't. Our total reliance is on God. He's refining our character. It will never be perfect. And as it says in James about the testing what it does for you and count it all joy. It says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Let perseverance finish its work in you. Waiting allows us to develop that endurance and perseverance, strengthening of our character, because God knows that we're going to need our character to prepare and get ready for the things that he has in store for us. We sat and we talked last night to a few people, but showing us again, Lynn brought up something to me. I shouldn't have said her name, too late. Lynn brought up something to me where she said, I am here to support you so that you are free to go out and talk to the people out there. That's what a team that comes in does, missionary team does, so that you can go out and be talking to people who need to hear from you. I don't need to be back there. I don't need to be the one serving the turkey. I hate to put it that way. No, I don't. It's the truth. I'm supposed to be out there talking to people who are coming in and going to the police station with Dan. It wasn't a bad thing to go to the police station, folks. We were okay. Yeah, they appreciated it. So those are those moments where God is building our character, and humility is, as we talk about the humility of it all, is the realization of the non-perfection in us. Also, serving can bring humility. It allows us to bow down and know that we are less than, but it is God who makes us more than. It is God. Waiting, it encourages us to grow in that. Whenever we face delays, whenever we face obstacles, we're reminded of how much we depend on God. It's humbling to acknowledge that nothing is in our control. That we all need God for guidance and help. That's humility. I can't control this, Lord. Only you can. And I ask that you do. Psalm 62:5 says, I'll wait as long as he says. Message, of course. Everything I need comes from him, so why not? I'll wait as long as he says. I won't get ahead of you, Lord. When we come to the place of being able to recognize that he is our source of all of our hope, he is the source of all of our hope, and understanding that all we need comes from him, that can be freeing and releasing. I've heard Bob Miller say before, he said, oh, it's good to know it's not on me. It's not on me. It's not on you. It doesn't mean do nothing. It means put your plans in his hands because it's all on him. Don't just sit back and wait for everything to just plop, fall into your lap. You must be moving, but you're moving with the direction of the Lord. You're moving as he lights your path as you walk the way. When we can say, I'll wait as long as he says, knowing that he has it all in his hands, we don't need to waste time or energy worrying and trying to work out the unknowable when. When. We don't have to work out the when. We just have to know he will. He will. So the 3 points you had, they were grouped together in twos. Waiting is a time of preparation and growth. Waiting is a time that grows our patience and our trust. And waiting builds character and humility. I'm going to think about those who had to wait in the Bible. Think about those who had to wait, the Israelites, Joshua, David, Sarah, 100 and what? Moses, even Jesus had a waiting season. because he had to know how we feel when we have to wait. God did it all in his timing, and things were looking desperate before he moved, because you need to know, I need to know, it came from him and not some move I made. And if I think of anything, to realize as we drive past the police station, it wasn't my thought, but Holy Spirit putting a thought in my head. Is God leading you through a season right now? A season of waiting. Note that that season is for your benefit. Church, that season right now as we wait for our new place is for our benefit. I love the fact that we have not given up, that we are still involved in the community. We are still having church as usual. We are not walking downtrodden. We know who has it all in his hands. And Lord, we don't want to come out of a situation too quickly. Be like taking the turkey out before it's done. Worst thing that can happen. Putting it on the table, beautiful presentation, cut into it. And what is this? We pray that we don't rush the process in our haste for an answer. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Amen. That brings us to communion.